Hello, everyone. This is JVL. Donald Trump is at it, inflating his size again.
This weird obsession with crowd sizes.
We're back to where we were on Inauguration Day, the day after Inauguration Day in Trump 1.0, with Donald Trump bragging about his crowd size. He held an event to kick off the Great American State Fair on the National Mall on Wednesday night. And then he immediately today rushed out to defend his enormous crowd that was very into the speech and that nobody left at all. I'm JVL here with my Bulwark colleague, Will Sommer, to break it all down. Here is the tweet from President Donald Trump on Truth Social today. The crowd was incredible last night, packed to the brim. At least 45,000 people were there with a huge television and online audience. I wish we were able to have an even larger area, which we will be able to do on July 4th when I'll be speaking again. The airplane flyovers and music were fantastic, blah, 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 blah. Everybody stayed right until the end of my speech because they loved hearing about a truly successful America. See you again on July 4th. That's in less than 2 weeks. I'm sure you can't wait for that, Will. Will, do we think there were 45,000 people there?
No, not at all. Trump has, crowd size can be tricky, but Trump has a way of like always reaching for a number that is like so clearly a lie. It seems like a few thousand people were there. If he had said, let's say it was 3,000 or 4,000, if he had said 8,000, I'd give it to him. But he always multiplies it by like a factor of 10. I'm in D.C. You can tell when there's a big event, because there's just more people, there's more tourists walking around, whatever. In this case, I did not feel that at all. I was downtown right before the rally started. Didn't look like all that many more people. So, I mean, clearly it was not 45,000.
The most interesting part about this to me is his insistence that everybody stayed until the very end. For people, I want you to understand, this was by Trump standards, a very, very short speech. He did about 30 minutes. And we had our Bulwark colleague, Jared, down at the mall taking some video during the speech. Take a look.
They're doing great.
So this is Jared just standing there. And you can
streaming
hear
out.
Him droning on We're and on. And all these people, watch the people as they just start bored streaming out. A lot of them have red hats, a lot of MAGA hats. They're just like, just
the crowd is dissolving,
staring at their phones as they walk away. And, if there was 45,000 people there, people would be pretty packed together. Now, a lot of walking room, people not like ass to elbows in that.
Yeah, pretty easy egress, as it were. I think that point, based on what he was saying, I think that was maybe like the halfway point, maybe three quarters of the way at most into the speech. So to be clear, that's not like, okay, we're about to start YMCA and do the dance.
Correct.
I mean, that is, we're very much in it. And, it's
we're
funny
you say
that.
Only 15 minutes in, Will.
Right. It's crazy. And so the fact that he said, everyone was there, don't worry about it, that suggests to me, Jared video is kind of the one that's circulating. That suggests to me that maybe that video in particular got under the president's skin.
Boy, it's nice to dream, isn't it? I would like to, at the risk of taking words the president of the United States says seriously, analyze a couple of the things that he said, because it was an interesting speech in that it was mostly on script. So you listen to it and you can see there's a handful of times where he deviates. And you and I were both surprised, Will, that he does not attack Democrats by name. He attacked previous administrations of the presidency, which I think tends to, correct me if I'm wrong, Will, that is not normal for nonpartisan national celebrations.
Yeah, needless to say. I mean, it's crazy. It's gotten so far with these. I mean, this is an official government event. And he's giving a campaign speech.
So we'll just go through some of the highlights here. As you know very well, a short time ago, we were a dead country. We were dead. Now we're the hottest country anywhere in the world. I wonder how dead we really were, though. If we can go from being dead to the hottest country, were we really truly dead or only kind of sincerely? Were we like Mad Max, Miracle Max in Princess Bride, like he's only mostly dead?
You know, it is, It is striking that, yes, the country has managed to come back completely to life despite tariffs, despite a failed war in Iran. So things couldn't have been really that bad.
So he did the reflecting pool. This was sort of wild. So he talked about how great the reflecting pool is, how terrible the vandalism is, how it's going to be fixed immediately. Don't worry. How all the people who did the terrible vandalism are going to jail, but also it's already perfect. Here he is.
And the reflecting pool that you've heard so much about, which is so incredible, it's been gruesomely vandalized by thugs, bad people. But soon we'll be looking as beautiful as it looked just 2 weeks ago. In fact, I looked at it just a little while ago. It looks perfect already. But we're fixing it. The vandals got to it. They've largely been caught and are being prosecuted. We can't let that happen to our country. Can't let that happen.
So there you go, Will. The vandals got to it. They've largely been caught and are being prosecuted. We can't let that happen to our country. Can't let it happen, but it looks beautiful.
This message is brought to you by Hims. This summer, if you have weight loss goals, but you've had trouble hitting them, I would recommend that you check out Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you losing the weight and keeping it off. And everyone knows, keeping it off really is the hardest part. Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications. That includes Wegovy pill and Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hims, lose up to 20% more of your body weight with a combined diet and exercise. Helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and it means that success is within reach. Plus, Wegovy is the first ever GLP-1 pill for weight loss. So there's no needles. Thank God. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door and there is no insurance necessary. Plus, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hims makes it simple to find a weight loss approach that fits into your world and your wallet, which is important. You'll get a treatment plan personalized for you and a limited dosage changes as needed. Are you ready to reach your goals? I know I am. Visit Hims.com/BulwarkTakes to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's HIMS.com/BulwarkTakes. Hims.com/BulwarkTakes. Weight Loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, with all the clinical study information and restrictions, do visit Hims.com.
Yes, it's still amazing. And it's so interesting that now, you know, we will be draining the pool and the contractor will be redoing the work under warranty. But I mean, surely it's all due to the vandals and not kind of any sort of botched installation there.
So we talked about the ballroom. Of course, it wouldn't be a Trump speech without talking about the ballroom. He called it the most beautiful ballroom anywhere in the world, right at the White House. He said it's going to be completed very soon. And he framed this as a gift that he was making for America. So he said, for our 150th anniversary, we built Colonial Williamsburg. For the 200th year, we built the National Air and Space Museum and renovated the U.S. Capitol. And for the 250th anniversary, he's building the new monument to American greatness to serve every future president and first lady, the ballroom. I will point out to you, Will, that those other things that were built on the 50-year anniversaries were for citizens. This is just for him.
Yeah, I think it's a great point. And, you know, in the speech, he says, we're building these things for future presidents and first ladies to enjoy. Oh, okay. Well, what about everyone else? I know the speech is obviously about it's kicking off this fair, so it's kind of, you can understand some focus on D.C. But it struck me how much of the speech was just about things that were being built in D.C. in like a 2 or 3 mile radius. I mean, it really was very little about like actual success he's having domestically in the rest of the country. If I was, you know, somewhere else, I'd say like, okay, all this money is being redirected just to improve at best D.C. He said, oh, you know, we fixed the fountain. Oh, great.
So he did there was a foreign policy component to this speech, Will. I'll just read you guys a little bit from this. So he says, how good is our military? 1 week, Iran was essentially finished. I wonder why we did it for 4 months then. In 1 hour, Venezuela was finished. And I guess we have other things in store, but we don't want to get carried away. That seems to be a threat of future military action against other nations by America issued at the opening of the Great American State Fair. Am I misinterpreting that? I guess have other things in store.
No, it's very ominous. I mean, I think, I don't know if it's Cuba or who knows what, but it's a weird tone to Greenland, strike. Well, Greenland, of course, we could take
we
that.
We were told that Greenland is vital to America's national security. And if it is vital to our national security, then we have to annex it.
Well, and yet the issue appears to have been dropped. You know, that makes you wonder. You know, the thing overall, it was just a very strange tone for part of the America 250. You know, we're supposed to be coming together as a country. And then you're saying, ooh, I can't wait for our next military strike.
We've made our military so strong to celebrate the 250th. And now we're going to go beat the shit out of some other countries who are poorer than us. That's great. That's great. There's a great transition here. This really, I love this. He's talking about the Venezuela raid, and he concludes this, one of the great military raids in history, if you remember. And here at home, we abolished DEI across the entire federal government. Just, he seamlessly goes from the invasion of Venezuela and the kidnapping of their head of state to abolishing DEI. I will say there was one other interesting thing. Here, I'll just... read this out from the speech. Well, this is also in the realm of foreign policy. Last week, we signed a historic agreement to end the conflict with Iran, fully open the Strait of Hormuz, and accomplish what no America has ever been able to accomplish before. We have a newsflash from the Wall Street Journal today. Headline, Iran attacks cargo ship, testing Trump's deal to reopen Strait. Attack takes place hours after the Iranian warning to ships not to use routes that the regime has not sanctioned.
Well, you know, actually, every other American president previously had accomplished keeping the Strait of Hormuz open with no effort required. And so, I mean, as you say, it is unclear whether it's even open now. I mean, I think Trump is still kind of struggling to explain this war.
Yeah. And then we have the obligatory swipe at the fake news. So he towards the end, when he's wrapping up, he was teasing his July 4th speech and also the Patriot Games coming in August, where we're going to take two tributes from each state and pit them against one another by the cornucopia. He says, your favorite president will be speaking, so please show up, because if we have two empty seats, you know what's going to happen. The fake news is going to say he didn't fill out the arena. Will, are we supposed to take any of this seriously or literally or neither? It seems so... Here's the thing. To have a guy like Trump standing there with a sparse crowd, with people wandering away because they're bored, insisting in his speech that we are beginning a new golden age of America, is itself proof that the end of the American empire is unfolding in front of us.
Yeah, no. I mean, I think that's very real. I mean, between the combinations of things like, you know, being unable to make a reflecting pool work at all. I mean, all these things you would think are pretty basic. This weird faux Arc de Triomphe that was set up by the state
the
fair.
Arch.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you have the state fairs. Many states are not participating. I mean, all of these symbols of like, it seems like things are not going very well.
Is anybody noticing out there, Will? Because my sense is that actually this will all work out for him, because the only people who are dialed into this will see Trump and say, Trump good. And because it's such a flop and a nothing burger, nobody else will even notice that it's a flop and a nothing burger. And so, like, you know, he wins both ways.
Yeah, I mean, I think in the case of the state fair or the kind of July 4th celebrations in general, I think you're onto something. I think these things that are related, potentially like the reflecting pool, that is something that sticks in people's heads. Also, like just knocking down the East Wing of the White House, these things that are kind of become these debacles. I mean, it is striking that, I mean, we didn't mention this, but this event where Trump spoke, this was supposed to be Milli Vanilli and Vanilla Ice and Martina McBride. Already, not exactly the greatest concert I've ever heard of. But then even those people bailed, and instead you get Donald Trump and Cash Patel's girlfriend singing. And so, you know, there's a certain sense of decline to it.
Yeah. Well, there's a certain sense of decline to America.
Yeah.
Yeah, Harper's has a fantastic piece about this entire thing, the America 250 and Freedom 250 thing. The author is Christopher Hooks. But the headline on it is, happy fucking birthday. And it's... It's one of the most perfect pieces of journalism I've ever read. I encourage people to go seek it out and read it. We'll put a link to it in the show notes. It's about what I feel. It's about how I think much of us feel in the reality-based community. But, you know, this is just where we are, Will. This is our reality.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think people are in a very celebratory mood. I saw one of the guys last night who did go was saying he just hopes he can live long enough to see Barron Trump become president. So I think that is sort of like gives you a sense of who is showing up for these things.
I, too, hope to live long enough to see Barron Trump become president. Who among us? Everybody, he's Will Sommer. I'm JVL. Hit like, hit subscribe, follow the feed. We'll be back with more terrible news about the decline and implosion of the American empire. Good luck, America.